Blog Talk Radio.
She's on radio tonight. Tonight we have an awesome show tonight. We'll be talking to some extraordinary people. But before we go into that, I'm KC, Richmond, Virginia. And I want to introduce my co-host to you all. Teddy, go ahead and talk to him.
Y'all already know who this is. This is Teddy P. calling out of the good old 757. What's good, everybody?
All right, Teddy. So, how was the day today?
It was lovely. It was lovely. It was eventful. And yourself?
That's definitely a good thing.
Yep.
You didn't fall or nothing, did it? On a red Kool-Aid spills or nothing, right?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm doing good with red Kool-Aid. You know, I'm going to rehab for that, you know, tomorrow. I'm good. And yourself?
Like, you know, she ain't going to tell us if she did, everybody, but I think she slipped out.
I didn't slip. I'm in recovery. Leave me alone, damn it.
All right. We ain't going to tell nobody. All right, tonight, ladies, we have an... Man, all I'm going to tell you is this. They are the new face of music, entertainment. They are. And if you don't know about them, you will know about them tonight. I'm not going to introduce them. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So, ladies, go ahead and let them know who you be. Let them know.
All right. My name is Diesel K, and I'm the founder of Happy Faith Management. My name is Sierra, and I am the talent agent and scout, and we represent Happy Faith Management. So, yeah.
All right. So I think what everybody wants to know right now, what exactly is Happy Faith Management?
All right. Happy Faith Management is basically a management / marketing service for LGBT artists. So what we provide artists with marketing plans. We provide them with image consulting, and I also do the video production as well as photography for our artists. So everything we do is in-house.
All right. So how long have you all been in the business?
Since 2010, the summer of 2010. So this will be our second full year coming up this August. Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess I want to talk to the CEO. CEO, what I want to know is, how does it feel to be an entrepreneur?
Honestly, it feels like recess every day. I haven't really reaped the full benefits of doing all this, so I can't really say that it's not exciting or great. It's just, you know, it's I always had this unsatisfied feeling like I haven't reached my peak yet. So it's exciting. It's definitely fulfilling. I enjoy it, and I just love the ability and hopefully the chance to make an impact on our community as a whole. And, you know, look beyond that as a culture, you know.
Right. Well, I'm very excited. I am excited. You know, you manage Chad the Great, right?
Yes.
And CEO, right?
Yeah, I manage Chad the Great. Co-ed was on the show a couple weeks ago, and I also manage an artist from Roanoke, Virginia. Played her. So that's my big three right now.
Oh wow! Okay. Yeah. Are y'all coming down here with them? Where's she from?
Oh yeah, Yeah, we're bringing everybody.
Yep.
All right now.
Go through. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right now. Y'all definitely gonna be representing. I can't wait. I don't know about Teddy, but I can't wait to meet y'all.
I can't wait either.
When y'all walk through the door, we're gonna have a big picture of red Kool-Aid waiting for y'all.
Wait for y'all.
Yeah, it better be the fruit punch.
You said it better be fruit punch.
Yes, it better be the fruit punch. Do not bring me no cherry. I do not want to hear it.
Okay.
I'm gonna make sure we don't have. See, Teddy gonna be the one to put the cherry in there.
No,
she
I'm not. No,
all
right. Okay. I'm fighting in.
You trying to get me beat up? Man, that's not fair.
I won't do that to you, Teddy.
You're right. Hey, that's cherry Kool-Aid in whole ass.
Hey man, cherry Kool-Aid is the best. I mean, cherry Kool-Aid is the best, especially when you know what, we never talk about that. We might have some children on the phone, so we never talk about
You can't talk about Kool-Aid.
That's for another show, huh?
Yes.
But look, I think y'all got what I want to say. You know what I'm saying? So, have you all did any shows yet? And if you have, which ones do you think was your favorite show out of all of the shows that your artist has ever did?
Dang, I gotta really think about that.
What would be the most recent? Slave, the Slave Count?
Because Slave, he actually hosts events down in Roanoke, so he's constantly performing. Sad the Great has been focusing more so on her videos and
maybe Kole's latest one.
No. Kole's been battling recently too. So I mean that I think the one that sticks out in my mind I can say was Sad the Great at He Got Next Music Fest. That was last year around this time actually. Kole has performed a couple times down at the Five Seasons on Fridays. You know, I can't really say that particular one. It's like having kids, so I can't be like, yeah, this is my favorite one of all, you know.
Right.
So I would say, yeah, probably the Chad to be that next music fest. Co-ed when she beat Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah.
That Five Seasons, that was great. And Flav, you know, she does her thing down in Roanoke. I only get a chance to see videos, so I need to make sure I make a trip down there sometime soon.
Right.
Okay. Teddy, you have any questions that you want to ask these two wonderful, awesome women that like fruit punch Kool-Aid?
Fruit punch Kool-Aid. All right. What do y'all see y'all taking y'all company in about 5 years?
5 years?
Yeah.
You want my honest answer? In 5 years, I would love to have a roster of probably about 10 artists, all of which are touring, everything paid for. I'm talking about branding all over the place. I want to be in every single store that carries LGBT music with posters, billboards, signings, everything. Like, I want the whole thing. I want to create a whole Happy Face team, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I do honestly see myself doing in 5 years, the Happy Face fan camp. As far as what I want there to be a demand for the lesbian, for LGBT in general, music. You know, I want it to be demanded in the clubs, be demanded in all these other places for the stores to, you know, be selling our music,
right?
And even have a section for it. You know what I mean? Like
right.
I want it to be so big that people don't have to look for it. They don't have to Google it because it's right in the face, you know? That's what I want.
All right. I see that happening.
All right now.
That's going to happen. I know it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got any more questions, Teddy?
No, not right up, because y'all threw me off all that Fruit Punch Kool-Aid. You know, that was the main one.
Yeah, they definitely showed up and showed out on that one. That was a good one. I honestly say I like that answer right there. So what I want to know, I do want to know this, right? When it comes down to, okay, do you only manage music, or is it, you know, other things that you do manage?
Well, we have some separate subunits, I guess.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, what would you like, kind of?
I personally only manage artists right now. I'm not really too particularly interested in anything else. But if I were to expand, it would probably expand more into photographers and, I don't, not necessarily dancers, but entertainers who use their artistic abilities to get further. So that, you would have videographers, photographers, but technically I'm actually under my own management company as well. So that's the way I would want to go about that, is creating opportunities for others to get their work out there and seen.
All right now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all doing it big over there. That's what I'm talking about. I like to hear dreams, and I like to hear people say, hey, this is what I'm going to do in 5 years, and I say, this is what I want to do. See, I like that. Y'all ready. Y'all
mm-hmm.
ready for the world. And I'm glad that you all came onto the radio right now, because I know that there is a artist that say, hey, you want 10? Hey, I'm ready to get in with you. You know, it's definitely some artists that will probably be interested. Not probably. Hey, they're going to be interested after the show is over.
Right.
How do you all handle your fan? Like, how does it feel when you're out on the street and a fan come up to you and say, hey, aren't you Diesel? Aren't you Sierra? How does that feel?
You know what? Here's a funny thing. We actually like and kind of prefer to really be the background of it all. We would rather people walk up to our artists and be like, hey, ain't you this person? I think that's really the main thing. Like, I honestly wouldn't be kind of what I would. I'd probably feel a little scared if people knew all that. I don't know.
I mean, I get it all the time. Like she said, I'd rather people say, hey, that's Chad the Great. Happy Face Management, Chad the Great versus Diesel, you know. Actually, most of the time when I walk around, people have no idea who I am.
Like,
yeah, they'll be like, I see you all the time. You're taking pictures at a party. And then they'll be like, Happy Face Man, oh, that's you. And I'll be like, yeah, that's me. But
I'd rather people just recognize the brand for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd rather just know what Happy Face is and what Happy Face stands for and the artist that is associated with us.
Right.
That's a good move. It's always better to stay that way, too, sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Especially the way society is now. Definitely, like, it's not like it used to be. And, you know, a lot of people try to get to you to get other things. But if they don't know who you are, you ain't got to worry about that, right?
Pretty much.
That's what I'm talking about. So what we're going to do right now, I'm going to... Matter of fact, I have some music from some of your artists.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's hear some music.
Yeah.
Some good music.
Yeah.
Got some music from some of your artists. But before I do that, I'm going to take it to the phone line so you can talk to some people while I get the music together. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to area code 919-806. Talk to Happy Face Management.
Woo. Hello.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, how are you guys?
I'm fine.
You're doing awesome. That's wonderful. Yeah, I just tuned in, so I really don't know what's going on. But since I'm on the line, can you tell me a little bit about you guys? Because like I said, I just tuned in.
All right, well, we're LGBT Music Management Company, and we manage artists. We manage Ed the Great, Slave Her, Awed, and we're pretty much just focused on getting the music out there, creating the demand for the music, and, you know, improving the state of
LGBT, hip hop, and music in general. You know?
Okay.
That's wonderful. Like, I really have nothing to say, but that's wonderful. Somebody is finally eating something like this. But
yeah.
Oh, and Casey, I'm going to DM you because I got to tell you something.
All right.
Why are you guys?
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
All right. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take it to 804-218. Talk to Happy Face Management.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I just wanted to know a little bit more about you, your company.
Okay.
Is there anything in particular?
My favorite color is purple. I like long walks on the beach.
Wow.
purple
long walks. Well, my name is Mia, and I'm in the Richmond, Virginia area. Hey, Casey.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm fine.
That's good.
I thought I would call in to support you as usual.
Well, I thank you for that. Thank you so much.
I need some support, too, over here.
I got you.
Okay.
Yes, oh, I see. So.
Hello?
Got any questions you want to ask Happy Face Manager?
I just want to hear some music.
You want to hear some music? See.
You want to hear some music. You want to dance.
I'm going to give you that music in a few seconds, all right? I promise you that. I'm going to give you a little music in a few seconds, all right?
All right, I'll be waiting.
You don't want to talk to him? You don't want to get to know him?
I'm shy.
There we go.
Well, y'all just keep up the good work. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right, we'll do that.
All right. Don't go nowhere. I promise you I'm coming to you with that music, all right? All right. So, Happy Face Management, what do one have to do to get signed by you?
I usually have a 3-round interview process. But first and foremost, they would have to contact me. With the links and some of their goals of what they want to do with their music. And usually I could tell off the bat if you're a good fit for us or not.
Yeah.
It's really important to us that you fit what we're looking for as well as we fit what you're looking for.
Right.
So that whole relationship from day one has to be fundamentally sound. If you... I don't want to say pass, but if we really like you, want you to come on board. After the 3rd interview, we send to invite you up here. I'll be relocating to the Northern Virginia area for the time being, and we'll do an in-person interview, and after that, you know, it goes from there.
All
right. For me, just me as a person, it makes my job a lot easier that we... need people who treat their music. How can I say this? We want people that are serious. We don't want, you know, just anybody that just want to put out a mixtape and, you know, be all willy nilly with it. Yes, I did have to say willy nilly because that just really describes it. But, you know, you have to really be dedicated. You have to show us that you really do care about this. Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to be the most talented. You know, we're always building. That's my number one thing. I want to build with my artists. I just need the passion. If your passion's there, you know, it's time to go. We're ready to go.
Right.
I mean, we'll work with potential. You just have to show the potential with the drive. You have to come at it professionally, just like you would a job. Just like, you know, she said it was three interviews. Yeah, she said three interviews, just like you got a call back from a job, you know? Gotta be consistent. You know, we just really appreciate when the people are really dedicated to it. And we know right off the bat if you're not.
Sure.
You know, it's pretty much that.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you pass all those things, you know, most likely gonna get some more.
All right.
So, let me ask another question. Since I asked you what do a person, I know you pretty much said it, but I think that's very important that people know is that what are some things that you will not tolerate?
Lateness. I hate lateness. Someone can tell you if you late, it's gonna bother me. If I'm late, that's fine. But if you late, I'm gonna have a problem with that. No. You know, I actually don't have particularly too many issues with my artists that I have now. That's because they're such a great fit. But I don't like lateness. I don't like slackers. You know, we spend a lot of time from doing what we do on our day jobs and other things that we do to make this work. So I expect that same respect from the people that I work with or I represent. So that's one thing. Anything that's disrespectful of my time or Sierra's time, I do not tolerate.
Right.
Yeah, so pretty much don't BS us, we won't BS you.
Okay. We do have another caller. We can go ahead and take them, and after them, I'm going to play a music from Co-Ed. Area code 936-222. Told the happy face.
Hello. Can you
hello.
Our guest?
Hello.
My name is KK. I'm from New Orleans. And
hey, KK from New Orleans.
Oh, hello. I have a question. Like, okay, I just broke up with my significant other, and she's stalking me. What am I supposed to do about that?
No, I can answer this question. I still can. If she's stalking you and you know about it, that means you haven't completely cut her off.
Right.
Unless she's stalking you on your Facebook, which you need to block her. If she's texting you, you need to block her. It needs to be to the point that you, it seemed like you just, like, totally fell off the face of the earth,
pretty much.
Or cut her off so much that you don't even notice that she's talking to you.
I do. Like, I don't say, when she calls or texts, I don't text back. I don't answer the phone. I got it saved as hell no, really. I don't answer nothing. When she had my friends call, I stopped chilling with those friends. Like, for real. I don't do nothing around her. She don't see me. I hardly leave my house now just to make sure she don't see me.
You shouldn't have to do all that. You can leave your house.
Okay, how about this? You block on your phone. Well, you got that app. I don't know. I heard there's some kind of app that'll send it straight to voicemail. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
You can go ahead and do that so you don't even have to see that. Okay,
I do.
It'll be fun, I promise.
I do. I have it saved on the hell note, and in my phone, it automatically sends it to voicemail. I have that. It's just she'll use someone else's phone to call me, and when I hear her voice, I hang up. I won't even say nothing.
I don't know. Maybe you need to go on the underground.
That's what I've been doing. Like, I don't know what to do.
I don't know. I would just do that because, you know, like she said, if you can notice that she's stalking you, then you need to take a couple more steps, maybe cut off the friends that are involved in it, you know, that are egging this on, because you know they're egging it on. But other than that,
I've done all of that. Like, she'll come to my house and knock on my door. I had to call her house 3 times last week.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 20 years old.
And how old are you?
24.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's call the cops. They're nice.
We've been together for 3 years.
Yeah, that might work. Call the cops.
I think you like it.
I don't know.
I think she likes it.
Wow.
I think she wants it.
I don't want it. Honestly, I don't. Like, I don't even leave my house. I don't leave the vicinity I live in. Like, I don't leave it. I stay in my house. I go out my back door. Like, I hide.
Girl, you better grow some balls and walk out that front door with that pepper spray.
Right?
I don't know.
But any other questions?
Well, no, that's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problemo.
I sure will. I'll listen.
All right. We're going to go to area code 407. Talk to Happy Faith Management about. Keep y'all, Chris.
About anything.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You
doing good?
We're doing good. I have a question. If you have a friend that's willing to, like, you know, sing, who can you contact or whatever?
I'm sorry? What'd you say?
I have a friend that can sing and be good. Who do I contact for that?
Who do you contact?
Hmm?
Are you an artist to are you an artist?
No, my friend is.
That means you need to contact me, actually. You can do that a couple ways. Easiest way to get my assistance is probably to go to our Facebook page, which is Happy Faith Man. We have a fan page. You can send a message to there. You can also hit us up at happyfaithmanagement@gmail.com. That's my email. And then you can also go to the webpage at www.happyfaithmanagement.com. We have a contact form that you can reach us at as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but probably the easiest way, the fastest way, most effective way is to get, hop on Facebook. Oh, yeah, we're on Twitter, too.
Yep,
Happy Face Management. It's Happy Face MGMT on Twitter.
All right. Okay. All right. Got it.
All right. We're going to go over to area code 240-280. Talk to Happy Faith Management.
Hi, ladies.
Yeah, hello. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
We are fine.
I just want to say hi. Hi, Casey. Hi, Teddy. And
hi.
Is it Happy Faith Management?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, all right. I just clicked on, right? Well, my name is Net. Well, I go by Net Cuts Up.
Hey,
Casey.
How you
doing? Hey, anyway, girl. Listen. Yeah, all right. Hi. Listen. I just clicked on here, and I just had to hit the one because I thought this shit was so funny. Oh, am I allowed to cuss?
Yeah, we
okay. So, but, cuss anyway. But anyway, this chick got me laughing like shit because she said that the girl won't allow her to leave the house. I'm sorry, baby, if you still on here listening and you got this girl stalking you and you can't leave the house and you know, going to the authorities and blah, 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 blah. You want me to come over there and help you leave the house? Because I can do that. I can help her get out of the house, okay, because we ain't got time for that type of shit. It ain't that serious. I guess she put it on them and make them want to marry me. Okay. All right, I had to go there because last night's episode was hilarious on Atlanta, whatever they are, hip-hop, nothing, hip-hop, whatever you call it. I'm sorry, I've been drinking, but I'm enjoying my night. and I'm a listening, and I might press one again. So if y'all see that 240-280, just go ahead and pick it up because I'm going to entertain y'all tonight.
Oh,
right.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hello?
Huh?
Hey, what you say again?
Oh, so you was going to try and click me off when I said.
No, that's not what happened. The red Kool-Aid did it. What's wrong? What you
doing? Stop drinking that red Kool-Aid, man. Go ahead and click me off, whatever. I mean, I was trying to, you know, talk so fast. Some of these callers be talking too slow. I was trying to make it fast for y'all.
Now, go ahead and say it again. What you about to say? Because I heard you talking.
No, I was going to say if y'all see my number pop up again, make sure you click me back in because I might have some more to say.
All right, I promise you we're going to do that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye. All right, ladies, as promised, I'm going to let you hear some of Happy Face Entertainment's music. The artist's name is Co-Ed, and here she goes. Now, ladies, now, Terry, if you don't like that, I don't know what's wrong with you. That song right there was, that was ride music right there.
Pretty much.
So tell us a little bit about your artist, Co-Ed.
You know, Co-Ed, I would say, is probably the more aggressive of all, of the three. Very versatile. I guess would you consider it hardcore at times. But she tends to like the music about the ladies, so
yeah.
Very gifted artist. You know, very passionate about what she does and knows exactly where she wants to go.
Right, I would agree.
So what I'm going to do right now, ladies, if y'all want to comment on Co-Ed's music, y'all pressing number one. I'm definitely going to go back to 919, because she was the one that said she wanted to hear some music. So, yeah. We're going to let her comment on and see what she got to say about it. 919, talk to Happy Face. How you feel about that track? Hello, 919-806.
Oh. I liked it. I've heard that song before.
I know.
Really?
That's
great. That's great.
I'm sorry. I'm on Twitter and I got like a lot going on. But yeah, I'm listening and I liked it. It is cool. Yes, I was listening. Shut up. I was listening. It was cool. I liked it. Who was that artist?
It was Co-Ed.
Okay. Shut up. Shut up. Talk. Okay. Yeah, just let me calm down. And y'all come back to me in like a few minutes.
All right. All right. Oh, no. Wow. We got another caller. 757-602. Talk to Happy Face, 757.
Well, I just got up here. I won't listen to the song. I was over here joking around with my cousin at work. But you think I can hear the song over?
That's all of the Happy Face. How you feel about it?
Actually, if you want to hear the song over, and we have a lot more tracks, you can hit us. All the artists have their songs uploaded and ready to download on our website, which is, again, happyfacemanagement.com. All their music, the latest mixtapes, everything, videos. We have at least probably 12 music videos between all three of the artists.
Yeah.
All that stuff on the website. You definitely go check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll look that up. And yeah, my cousin is crazy. We over here laughing, weak at work, bored as hell. But all right, I'll look that up and I'll listen to it. And
okay.
Good luck and hope you
Thank
have.
You.
Lots more come for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Casey, Teddy.
Yeah.
My cousin said good luck, too.
No worries.
Thank you. She's a singer, rapper. Yeah.
My cousin said you need another extra singer she could sing.
I do. Here,
you want to talk to her?
Remember those walls I built? Oh, baby, they're tumbling down. They didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make up a sound. How so? Nothing.
Oh, word.
How y'all felt about that, Abby Face?
Yeah.
Look, you got Happy Face speechless over here, like.
I
need to get that down. Yes, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. We need to hear some singers on here, man. Like, y'all, that's what y'all should do right now. Y'all should have a audition or something. Y'all won't do it?
Yeah. Let's do it. Come on, bro. Let's do it.
All right. Well, Teddy, ask him some more questions right quick. I'm going to see if we can get some contestants.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Why y'all want to
do it? I think that was hilarious as hell. That was just...
Make me want to
oh,
say,
I'm coming up. Oh, God.
How did y'all feel about that singer? I mean, really. What was y'all opinion on her?
Uh-huh.
I said, how did y'all like that singer?
It was interesting.
It was interesting?
Yeah, it was interesting.
I think
she's drinking
that Kool-Aid.
She said,
say it again. What'd
you say? I didn't
look.
I did not give her no Kool-Aid now.
We're
not
going to
clown Teddy about red
Kool-Aid. No. She done had some honey or something over there, boy. I mean, she went down.
She said, no. God, no. I'm sorry.
She better work that song. She better work it and she better serve it. You know what I mean?
Like, sing that song, honey.
Go ahead and sing a song, Teddy. This is your chance, man. This is your chance to be in the music company now. Go ahead and sing for me. Y'all want Teddy to sing, don't let me. You hear me in the background? Go ahead, sing, Teddy.
You sing first.
Now I'm asking.
And I'm asking you.
And I don't know the time. I don't know what I want to do.
What?
I don't know what, girl, you know how much. Yeah, I like
wow.
That. That's good deal. Wow.
That
was hot, right?
That was the shit. You're going to go cop that tomorrow.
Yes, cop it tomorrow.
Oh, God.
ASAP,
on
man.
Facebook.
ASAP.
Y'all are a mess. Just so y'all know.
We are. Until we can find us another contestant. Matter of fact, I'm going to do this. All right, code 240-280. Happy Face wants you to sing for them, so... Go ahead and sing for them right quick. Hold the tone, Super. Go ahead.
Y'all don't want me to sing.
Yes, we do.
Huh? You don't got to sing if you don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Go
for the
week over here.
That sounds good. I mean, you know. I was listening to Teddy. What was she singing again? I didn't even know the song.
That wasn't me singing. I'm not singing right at the present moment.
I believe that was Halo.
What song was Halo? That was the one that was calling from the 757. They were trying to sing Halo.
I'll sing something for y'all.
I'm going to sing my ABC.
Let me see. All right. I'm a train wreck in the morning.
Uh-oh.
I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Oh, every now and then without warning. I can be really mean towards you.
Come on, I need some backup.
Ooh.
There you go.
I'm gonna start it over and I'm gonna need y'all to be my backup, alright?
Alright, come on.
So every come time on. I pause, I'm gonna need y'all to say, okay?
Alright, come on.
Alright, you got it? Okay, alright. I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Oh my God. Every now and then without warning. Mm-hmm. All right.
Ooh. I can be really mean towards you.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a puzzle, yes, indeed.
Yeah, we had a conflict, girl.
Hey.
Have a complex loving way.
What a word.
I'm waiting.
And now we want to hear you. You want to hear with him.
And yet, you see the picture clear as day. I don't know why you're left.
Uh-oh.
And that's why I love you. Catch me when I fall. It's for me to love you. And that's why I love you. And that's why I love you.
All right, is that good enough?
Yeah, it was
y'all,
awesome.
Y'all were supposed to be my backup, but, you know, y'all didn't do that.
You were sounding good. We were just listening.
Okay, thank you. But I still needed my backup for that song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
Y'all are out of control. Callers, please. Can I just say this, Casey?
Go ahead, say it, sweetie.
Oh, my God. Jeez, when y'all call, can y'all just say what y'all have to say? It's not like we have all night long.
Oh. You said what?
Because I'm a been to smoke the whole pack of cigarettes and drink a whole bottle of wine, listening to one caller.
Oh.
Damn.
Well,
I'm sorry.
To be real with you, it's a lot of people on it. For real, it's a lot of people that's going through a lot of things in their life. And
okay, Casey.
Sometimes,
all right, Casey.
Sometimes a 5-minute conversation might can't help them. Some people just can't get it in 5 minutes. So,
all right, well, okay, I won't be mean anymore.
Let's go.
I had to look away from the head down. I'm sorry.
No, you okay? No, question is the wrong question, so.
All right. You mean no comment, baby, no comment. Is it on comment? Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. We are going to area code 757. How y'all feel about her singing that song right there? Yeah, I like that.
Yep, she was fun tonight. I liked it.
Yeah.
Little feisty. I know that's right. No wrong with that. Little feisty.
Little cool, but she know.
What'd you say?
They had a little red Kool-Aid in it.
Yeah, a little red Kool-Aid.
No more red Kool-Aid, people.
I think that cup had a little Patron in it, man.
Yeah, man.
Wow,
1800-something.
Yeah, ain't wrong with that. We got already code 757. Oh, Lord, 757. 757-295. Talk to Happy Face Entertainment.
Hello, you guys.
Hello. Hey.
First off, I wanted to say to Happy Face Entertainment, I got mad respect for y'all. I just tuned in at 10 o'clock. I've been listening the whole time. And I just wanted to commend y'all and wish y'all the best of luck. And y'all
thank
doing
you.
Y'all thing, and that's what's up.
Thank you.
And I want to give a shout-out to Teddy and KC.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you.
I'm doing pretty good. Teddy, my cousin. What's up, Teddy? And, yeah, y'all keep doing y'all thing. And this is my first time tuning in to the show. I've been hearing about it a lot. And like I said, I just wanted to give my respects to y'all. And I hope to see y'all out there real big one of these days. That's pretty much
it. Aww. We really appreciate that.
That's what's up.
Y'all have a good evening.
We love the support. All right.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go on to area code 91989. Shout out to Happy Face.
Hey. Winner.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
I'm
sorry. I was loud. Is that how Chai is? Casey. Teddy, how the hell y'all keep getting these guests up here, man? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand at all. How the hell y'all keep getting these hot shit niggas up here? Like, I don't understand. Okay. Happy Face Management, Can You Ride Me? Video. That was my shit. I like, we run this bitch video. Oh, no, I wasn't asking, could you ride? No, sir. My bus. Maybe I should have started with a different video. Okay. I fucks with Happy Face Management. Just want to put that out there. I want everybody to know that I'm calling to drop love. Casey, you already know we got our love-hate thing going on. You always make sure you leave me on long enough to say something dumb. And I already did my trademark, hey, winners, so everybody know it's me. I'm going away. Oh, wait, can I? Oh, I love Happy Face. I don't understand how this is existing. Maybe it's just because, I don't know, Casey. I think maybe me and you was a lot alike because everybody who I want up here, you somehow get the fuck up here. Just when I was thinking about him, I'm like, if only Sis Bob would come on or some shit like that. Now, first of all, not a lot of people know about Happy Face Management right now. Like,
yeah. Right.
So it's a rare, like, you know when everybody gets to know everybody, of course everybody want him and whatnot. And I feel kind of like, I feel like somebody's intruding in my space. Like when I discover something and then it blow up, I feel like somebody intruding in my shit. And I feel like people stomping all over my Happy Face Management right now. Like, but it's okay because I got to share. I got to share. But the fucking beat. Oh, the beat for We Run This. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, they kill them. They be killing them. I plug in my computer speakers, they be laying them down.
We're
getting them up. But, oh, my Lay the Bitch Down song from Happy Face Management, that's easy. Come on.
Oh, my God.
I ain't
going
to tell it because I don't want
right
the bitches
now
to copy. You know what I'm saying? But I was fucking with Let's Make It Hot. Yes. That was my shit all last week.
Oh, yeah. That's actually not one of my artists. That's my boy Chris Michael, though. And you can, if anybody don't know what he's talking about, you can tune into our YouTube page. He's straight out of New York. I love him to death. So he's a big supporter of mine.
Yeah.
I'm fucking friends with Happy Face, too.
Oh, I'm fucking with Chris Mike, too. Fucking you tonight? Stop it. Oh. I was like, what? He said? I don't know. I just feel like it's like a nice group. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice group. It's a nice tight ball of talent. Okay, there's one. Do you have only there's one that looks like Chief 12. I need to know if everybody or Happy Face Management is legal, because the things I think about her are unnatural. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, they are.
Oh,
Lord.
Illegal. I know a damn teenager when I see a teenager. I was a teenager myself.
No,
I hope she's 18 or 19. Let's hope that, because good Lord, Jesus. Okay, come on, Casey. You know where this is going, man. It's not going to end well. It never does.
I know where it's going.
I'm going to tell a joke or... I'm a strong winner. No, I'm still getting flack from that. I want everybody to know that might have ruined me.
The joke died, bro.
Y'all
gotta
hear
I got a new one day when you're not as busy. I swear.
Dang. I thought you want to hear that joke, though. They want to hear that one for right now.
And then you woke up from that dream where I was about to do that shit a third time. and I like the official Braveheart video. That was my shit, too, for a good bite.
Yeah.
But it's hard to stay on one because everybody's so hot. But
right.
I don't know if it's me or if it's like, never mind, I'm not going to say that because that's retarded. See, I caught myself. I had to wait for Casey to press the ending button today. I got it.
That's no retarded comment. No.
It's not retarded. Tell y'all want to hear you.
No, I want to hear it.
See,
no, I don't know.
You can't make them.
I'm not telling that joke. I remember I poured out the absolute for it and everything. It died.
She poured out alcohol for the joke, man.
I was like, no. Oh, it was St. Louis Finest, and she was like, don't tell that joke. No, or more. I was like, well, just one more time. I was like, no, I promise. And I never go back on my word, but I fucks with Happy Face Management. And I don't want old girl to get some cigarettes and wine. So... No, no disrespect. You know, like, for real, I'm trying to wrap it up so that everybody can say what they got to say and whatnot. But if you're going to waste a pack of cigarettes and a wine on a caller, baby girl, it's got to be me.
Yep.
It's got to be me.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, Happy Face Management. It goes down on fucking She's On. Like, me and my girl made a deal and shit. I can hang up. If I hang up at 11:10, it's not going to be a problem. Because during She's On hours, if she needs quality time. And I don't understand that. Because it's like 2 little hours of my life can I please have, like, to listen to She's On. But she said how my eyes twinkle too brightly. I'm too excited when I get on She's On. And then, y'all don't even have to have a guest. Last night, y'all was just shooting the shit, and I was all down.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, I was just shooting the shit. It was like, yeah, man. Talk to Casey. And I was like, oh, my God, don't press the button.
We want to hear that joke. We waiting on the joke.
Oh, y'all want my new shit? Oh, y'all want my new joke?
Yeah.
You want
the new one. We had a new one.
Okay. Stop me if you heard it, because it's a classic. It's not, like, new. Okay. I'm so sorry, bottle of wine girl. I'm so sorry. Okay. Ham. What's this dude? He walked into the pharmacy, and he was like, yo, I need something to kill my wife. And the pharmacist was like, I can't do that for you. And he was like, I really need something to kill my wife. And the pharmacist was like, I can't give you something to kill your wife. And he was like, oh, you can't? And he went in his pocket, and he pulled out a picture of the pharmacist's wife. Wait, was it? It's a dude pharmacist? Okay. Of the pharmacist's. Okay, no, it's a bitch. She walks in. She's like, I need something to kill my husband. The pharmacist is like, no, I can't give you nothing to kill your husband. Then she reaches in her pocket. She pulls out a picture. The picture is the pharmacist's wife and her husband fucking. And the pharmacist looks at her and says, oh, I didn't know you had a prescription.
Mm.
No, it's okay. Keep your courtesy laugh to yourself. Teddy, keep it. Keep your courtesy laugh. That was on me. You could just give me a sigh. You can give me a sigh. It's okay. Because I'm coming back tomorrow with another one. Because you know what?
Oh, right.
You can never give up. So all we do is win. No matter what.
No matter what.
No, because I'll be writing these. That's the bad part. I'm going online. Forget that. I don't know. I gotta be a masochist or a sadist or whatever one of them bitches take pain, because I keep calling in. So it's me, I'm telling you. But I fuck with She's On, fuck with Happy Face Management, all that good shit. I'm telling you, tomorrow, better jokes, I promise.
Alright, we all hold you to that, alright?
Yeah, do that shit.
All right, we want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio. Don't go nowhere.
You already know what it is.
We'll be right back to you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Area code 269-830. Talk to Happy Face.
What up? What up with y'all, man? This is K-Fon, son Nubian, checking y'all out. You know what I'm saying? It's my first time checking y'all out. I'm going to check you out more often. But what's good?
Yeah. All right. All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
Get
some red Kool-Aid.
Yeah, we got a little bit of red Kool-Aid to give you, so you can laugh
and laugh. I was there for the joke, you know what I'm saying? I got the joke. I was laughing. Shit, you know.
I got the joke, too.
Yeah, I was laughing, man.
right. Are you interested in Happy Face Management, talking to them?
I kind of caught, like, the ass in, you know what I'm saying, up, because I just got on. I've been on maybe 10 minutes maybe now. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, you can give me a run through, or they can tell me what, you know, what's good, so I can check them out.
Okay. All right, well, everybody just tuning in or tuned in 10 minutes ago. We're pretty much, you know, FWCU Music Management Company. And, you know, we just take care of all this, pretty much.
Okay, that's what's up. Hi, so y'all got videos out and everything, or you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If I wanted to look you up, you know what I'm saying? I just look up Happy Face Management.
Yeah, you can actually Google Happy Face Management, and the website, the YouTube, and everything can pop up. But if you want to see just videos, you can just type in Happy Face Management on YouTube. Our channel can pop up, and that shows you all of our artist videos, as well as some, I like to call them Friends of Happy Face. Those are artists that I've done videos for that are real strong supporters of Happy Face. You'll see those videos as well. So
okay, where are y'all out of? I mean, where y'all from?
I'm actually from Northern Virginia. I work all throughout the DMV area. And I'm stationed in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Pretty much up the street.
Cool. That's what's up.
So pretty much the
tri-state area. That's what's up. Well, congratulations
on your
movement. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I feel you,
babe. Show the
love.
All right. So we want to thank you for calling. She's on radio. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back to you, okay?
No doubt.
All right, happy face. What I want y'all to do right now is tell each and every one of the callers what they got to do to get in contact with you, how they can book your artist, how they can book you, how they can get down. They want to know.
All right, well, to get in touch with us, you can hit us up on Facebook through the contact on the website, happyfacemanagement.com. Yes. You can get in touch with Diesel on, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, about to be on Instagram. best way to do it, though, is hit up our fan page on Facebook, Happy Face Management, like. And happyfacemanagement.com. That's the best, easiest way. That's the way to get in contact with us. Yeah, same for booking. Just contact us and we'll point you in the right department. Yep.
All right, so I can get in contact with you on your social networks.
Me personally? Like, my Facebook page is AskDieselK, and that's ASH DEEZAL KAY, DieselK, and that's me on Facebook. Yep, me on Facebook. Sierra, C-I-E-R-A, Vegas, V-E-G-A-S.
Alright. Y'all ladies heard them. Y'all heard Happy Face Entertainment. Y'all got to know about them. We all we got. Y'all support them, please. And you know, check out the music. Play them in your system, in your radio. It's time to get with it. Time to get with it. We all we got, so they need your support, so we going to support them. That's just how I go down. She's on radio. And we definitely want to thank you all for coming on and talking to us tonight.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
No problem. Anytime. We're going to check up on y'all 6 months to see if everything progresses. We're going to bring you back.
All right. Yep, especially when you come up for them pole classes.
I'm coming for the pole classes. You know, my Mr. Brown outfit and my deer wig on. We're going halfway up the pole, then I'm passing the hell out, straight up. And I'm going to need services.
With the Kool-Aid.
I got the Kool-Aid down. With the Kool-Aid bound, straight up.
Yeah.
So, well, like I said, again, we want to thank y'all for calling She's On Radio. We love y'all. Y'all keep doing what y'all do. And definitely we'll hit y'all back later. Thank you again.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, y'all have a nice night.
You too.
Bye.
All right, ladies, that was definitely an honor. Tell you how you feel about Happy Feast Entertainment.
I like them, man. Especially, we got to all have some red Kool-Aid when we see them in August. We got to have some red Kool-Aid, man.
Yeah. Y'all ladies, y'all, yo, it's a lot of talent that I notice on this phone right now. That's on this radio listening. It's a lot of y'all that can sing. It's a lot of y'all that can rap. It's a lot of y'all that can do whatever, make beats. Y'all need to hit up Happy Face Management, man, because they are trying to put you on. I'm telling you, the artists that they have, man, are off the chain. Flavor, Co-Ed, and Chad the Great. Y'all definitely need to get in tune with them and put them in your car. All right? They deserve it. And we all we got. But let's talk, you know, let's get off that and let's talk about these lesbians beefing with these lesbians. Like, what's going on here now? Like, why? Why? I'm just going to go down to everybody. We're going to talk about it. But first, Teddy, what's going on with the lesbians hating on the lesbians, man? What's up with that?
I honestly don't even have a clue why lesbians are having beef with other lesbians. I guess it's an insecurity thing and a hating thing. I don't even know. But you know it's out there and it happens. They might be mad because this one got this on or this one got this girl or that girl. I don't even know. It needs to stop. Ask me.
Why do you think that it's a main issue in our community? Like, why do you think that the lesbians are fighting the lesbians?
I honestly don't have a clue. I mean, we get hate from the heterosexual world. Why we got to hate within our own community? We get enough from straight people in the mainstream.
Right.
We don't need it in our community, because if we got it in our community, dang, we ain't got nothing left. So we hating on each other, and we got the mainstream hating on us. Come on now.
That's true. I just feel like a lot of ladies are fighting over stuff that's stupid. You got one set of lesbians fighting over shit that don't want neither one of them. Then you got another set of lesbians that's fighting because somebody stepped on their J's that they got from the flea market. Then you got another set of lesbians that's over here fighting because this stud looking at this stud the wrong way, or this femme looking at one femme the right way. I just feel like if somebody looking at you should be happy that somebody even want to look at your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Because,
you know, like, when people look at me, I'll be like, I smile at them straight up. Like, thank you for looking. I'm glad you noticing. You know?
Sometimes I say, take a picture. It lasts longer.
Right. Hey, put me on Facebook, Twitter, baby, TMZ, whatever you want to do. I don't care, because whatever you do, you know what I'm saying? However you look at me or whatever, every time you look at me, every time you glance at me, you become a fan, baby. And if you share me, that's more fans. That's just how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go to the car lines, because I know you ladies want to talk about this. This is a very touchy subject, right? So
right. Let's
go talk to 919-806. How do you feel about the lesbians hating each other? What is your input on that? And ladies that are going to get ready to talk, there's a lot of people that want to talk, so let's be curious, say what you got to say, and keep moving, baby. So 919-806, let's talk.
I think it's pointless. There's really nothing to it. I think it's pointless. Like, why hate is pointless. Just, I mean, congratulate. That's how I say it. Don't hate. Congratulate. And then plus, everybody's beautiful, so there's no need to do that. Like, I guess you could say, well, I can't say that because today I did say a little something about this couple and whatnot. I mean, they were ugly, but I will tell you the truth, and we was on the bus, and, like, I was like, I like the girl hair. I thought I liked her hair when it was, like, real bright neon pink. Not pink, but purple. It was super sexy.
But I was just like, no, y'all is ugly. But I like your hair, though.
I mean,
it's pointless, but then again, sometimes it's needed, put it like that.
Yeah.
But you really shouldn't do it because you wouldn't want it done to you. And I know one thing, let somebody call me ugly. Like, it's a wrap.
I hear that,
so,
man.
I mean, it's pointless because everybody's beautiful, but then again, sometimes it's needed. Especially if they think they looking, like, too good and ratchet is not even the word for them.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
You say ratchet.
Yeah. Ratchet is not even a word for them. So.
OMG. She get them.
She ratchet.
I know that, right?
She
said
y'all need to chill
out.
Yeah, but.
We definitely want to thank you for coming on Shoes on Radio and we value your opinion. Don't go nowhere because we will be back to you, okay?
All right.
All right. 269-830, tell us how you feel about lesbians hating on lesbians.
I think it's crazy, just like the young lady before, but, you know, like this weekend, I went to Chicago Pride, and it's every type of lesbian that you would want to see. You got the big, you got the skinny, you got the ones that don't look so hot, you know what I'm saying? But you also have to remember, it's somebody for everybody, and you know what I'm saying? You're kind of contradicting yourself when you say, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't do it, and, you know, you do it anyway. That's not really helping our community. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I don't know because it's really bad here in Michigan too. Where I live it's a lot of gay people, a lot of undercover. You know what I'm saying? My wife and I throw parties here, and that's like about the only thing that goes down. Every 2 months we throw a party, and our thing was try to bring togetherness. You know what I'm saying? No, if you get the fight, you will not be welcome back, you know, all of that. But then you just got people that just don't have home training, they don't have sense. And I don't care, you can talk until you blow in your face. Be like, you know, togetherness, positiveness. But you got them ones that just, you know what I'm saying, that rub you the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? And you try to, you know, stay on the positive side and stay away from those type of vibes. You know what I'm saying? But it's everywhere. You know what I mean? I'm the type, you know what I'm saying, that was raised, like, when you come in the house, you speak. When you approach somebody, you speak. That's just how, if you bump eyes with somebody, you speak. You know what I'm saying? And that you don't have that now. You know what I'm saying? People are always upset at you for what you have, or, you know what I'm saying, what kind of clout you got in the community, or, you know what I'm saying, or, like you said, what you might be wearing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people don't understand, you know. I mean, you got some people that just worry about labels and is that different things like that. But, you know what I'm saying, you got people that work hard for their labels if that's what they get into. You know what I'm saying? People go through stuff, you know, and, you know, people need to understand that that's, you know what I mean, that's just crazy. Like Sam said before, it's already hard because they had a role, you know what I'm saying, sexual. They want to kill us off and all of that. And, shoot, we got people in our own community that want to kill us, you know what I'm saying, too, or act like they do, or just that upset at you, like you've done so much bad or so much harm to them that they just want to hate or they want to fight every time they see you. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, somebody will get hurt, most definitely, you know what I'm saying, going that way. When, you know what I'm saying, we gay, and what's the definition of gay? I mean, happy, right? But, too, people are not, they're not happy, you know what I'm saying? If they down, they want you down, too. So, you know what I mean, it's just crazy out here, man. For real, it's crazy in these streets, for real. It's better to just stick to yourself and handle, you know what I'm saying, your business with you and your girl only and leave the extra people out because, I mean, it just seems like it caused problems. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know the reason why. I just know that, you know, I've seen the products of the hating among, you know what I'm saying, the lesbians, and it's just stupid, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's too far to say, hey, let's sit down and talk and, you know, all of that. It's just hard. So it's just better to be to yourself or just have those chosen ones that you really, really, really fuck with. You know what I'm saying? That those are just the ones you talk to. You know what I mean? Because it really is the people that's really inside your circle that can hurt you the worst because they know more about you. But I'm going to shut up because I know, you know what I'm saying? He's that being, you know, about the time. But, you know what I'm saying? Everybody feel it everywhere, and I know it. I've been out of town doing shows, and I can feel it. Somebody might not like you just because you're from out of town. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just crazy. You have different swag than they have, or you've been noticed by it. You know what I'm saying? It's a number of things, bro. So, you know, that's just my take on it. But I have no solution. I just know that the shit is out here. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, you're definitely telling 100% truth. That's definitely real. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Yeah. We want to thank you for your time and your opinion. Don't go nowhere because we got more for you, okay?
All right, no doubt.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to 310-775. Talk to us. How do you feel about this lesbians ain't a lesbian? 310-775. All right, let's go down to 919-989. How do you feel about the lesbians hating the lesbians? What's up with that?
I feel like we all we got. No, we ain't got nobody else. We don't got the mainstream. We don't have none of the religions. We don't have anything but each other. And
right.
If we ever want to get somewhere, if we ever want to be in positions of power, if we ever want to be on the TV to where we could just change the channel and see ourselves just like everybody else, then we need to stick together. We need to support each other. We need to donate. We need to watch stuff. We need to subscribe to stuff. And we need to go see shows. And we need to big up people. And we need to stop hating. We got to stop. We really got to. I don't know what we going to do, how we going to do it, but it got to happen.
That's right.
I feel like we all we got. I'm getting, I hope nobody who fucks with Pooks and DZ is listening, but next week I'm getting a We All We Got tattoo. It's going to be the hot soup. Put that up on Twitter so y'all can see. And I'm going to make sure that I put up there that She's On went on ahead and made me make my decision up to get it done.
All right.
All right, winners.
All right. Thank you
winners.
So much.
All right.
All right. All right, area code 240-280. Talk to us.
What do y'all want? Did I press the one? I did press the one, didn't I? Shit, I'm on my third damn glass of wine, okay? The girl
uh-oh.
With the joke, she made me pour another glass.
Uh-oh.
It was funny, but it wasn't. I mean, I was laughing inside. Casey and Teddy. Teddy, you didn't like the joke, did you?
I caught on to the joke. It was a nice joke. I caught on. I laughed because I'm like, okay. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
but
the
I
prescription.
Out.
The prescription. The prescription got me.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, that was the punchline right there, the prescription.
Oh, okay.
Got you. All right, but I'm going to talk about lesbians hating lesbians. I don't know why they hate them. I don't know. But what y'all think about the other woman? Let's talk about the other woman. How about that?
We can talk about the other woman.
We can talk about the other woman. How y'all feel about that? Because I'm about to light a cigarette.
I feel okay. That. Go ahead, Teddy. You tell her. How you feel about the other woman?
The other woman. I need a cigarette now. Shoot.
The hell.
Exactly. Oh. Like, okay, wait a minute. Like, how can you try to fuck with somebody and you got somebody at home, but you want the other bitch to not holler at nobody else? Let's talk about that. I don't get it.
That's the person trying
because
to have a taste
to
eat it,
too. Right, isn't it?
They want you to be at home. Good, if they want you to be at home, you do nothing, but, oh, I'm going to go out here and do this and the third, but you better be at home when I get there. Like, shit.
Yeah, because then that's when you got lesbians hating lesbians.
Right.
They losers.
They're losers.
Yeah.
They're not winners.
Can you say it again a bit louder?
They are losers.
Losers.
Yeah.
No winners. They're losers.
Put a Z. Yeah, put a Z in.
Huh?
Losers with a Z. Big losers. That's what they
are. Yeah. With a big Z. And then Z at the end.
You know what? They definitely are retarded because most of the people that are playing the second woman or playing the cheating on their girlfriend do have wonderful women at home. And they're just the way. And they're always the one that goes back and say, baby, I messed up. Can I get another chance?
Then what about the other woman?
The woman need to know her worth. That's what it is. I'm not being second to no man. Nobody, straight up.
Right.
Yeah.
It's some certified shit right here. It's only made for one person. That's straight up. And I'm not being the other woman. No. Because I don't know what the other woman got. You know what I'm saying? So you bringing me home. You might bring me home with the other woman got. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't worth it.
Right,
ain't worth it.
Right, with the other woman got.
Mm-hmm.
Shaking my head. That's all I can do.
So you can do.
Yeah,
no.
So y'all, are y'all hated on too because y'all got y'all little radio, you know, going on?
I'm hated on every day, man. You know what I'm saying? But
huh?
I said, I know I am. I don't know about Teddy. You know what I'm saying? I know I am. I'm hated on. I get messages and stuff sideways every day. You know what I'm saying? So people hate on you when you're doing positive things. When you're doing stuff to try to bring people together, they hate on you. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but,
that's true.
But I'm not mad at them, because you know what? I congratulate them from hating on me, because guess what? I've earned another fan. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, whether you're a positive fan or you're a negative fan, it still equals up to be a fan. You get me? So that, you know, I just look at, I cry for people sometimes, you know, the people that do the hating, because they could do the same thing. It could be two of us that do radio shows. You know what I'm saying? It could be two of us that hold events. It can be two of us that make a website. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
mm-hmm.
It's just too much. It's
right.
Too much. It's too much out there for you to be hating on me. You need to get out and do it the same or make it better. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm trying to make it better. I'm trying to make it better. I want to be a co-host. I'm trying to be a co-host. Net cuts up for real.
You
want to
be a co-host?
Yeah. I'm going to make it better for you. I'm going to make it better. So what's up?
Yeah.
What's up? What, I got an interview or something? Y'all got to interview me or what's up?
We do our little audition. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple people.
We got to do audition.
We got a couple of people that's trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? So
y'all want me to send a video in or something?
No. Just hit me up, you know, and I'll let you know what happens. Oh, we all looking, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of people that's trying to get down, so.
Yeah,
we all
looking. But y'all got a lot of people, but y'all ain't
gotten
that cut up.
I know. What's that bit about you?
Huh?
What's that bit about you that, you know what I'm saying?
Everything, baby, everything. Everything. You'll learn. I'm going to start coming on here more often.
Oh, we'll check you out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Make us know you, baby. That's all that matters, right?
Right, exactly.
We'll get to know
exactly.
You.
Exactly. Let's go on to the next caller. That way, you know, I won't feel like I'm taking up all y'all's time.
And your wish is my command, okay?
Thank you.
All right, there you go. 310-775, talk to us.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi, and you?
I am good. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to eat fried chicken, y'all. I'm hungry.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, no. So I guess previous callers are talking about why lesbians are hating on each other.
Yes, ma'am.
What was that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I said... So speaking on what everybody else is talking about is why lesbians are hating on other lesbians. My opinion is just all down to the individual person. It's something that they're lacking that they've seen in somebody else that they wish that they had. I don't think it's stupid. It's pointless. I mean, you know, why hate on them? Just join them or like them or just jump and don't hate on them. Just, No, you know what I'm saying? Work up to what they do. You know, if you want to accomplish what they're accomplishing, then you got to put work, you know. Sometimes it's more about all work and less play, you know. And then when you, you know what I'm saying, you build up your rep, then you can play. Then you can, you know what I'm saying, still get that accomplishment.
Right.
You feel me? So that's just pretty much how it is. So, you know, got the homie Hennessy on the line, so, you know, she... He ghosts right over there, so he's quiet, y'all.
This my buddy. It's
yeah, somebody in the background.
Okay, okay.
Oh, y'all gonna know it's her when I say Hennessy, but when I say Jen, y'all don't know who I am, right?
No, see, normally y'all together, so it's like it's kind of hard to kind of, you know what I'm saying, pick you out and not pick her out, or pick her out and not pick you out, because you're always together, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard.
Yeah, but how y'all doing? How y'all not going?
Oh, wait. It's going good.
Wow, all right.
What it do? What it do? Nah, see, didn't I tell you, don't she that. Always do that? It could be quiet, uh-huh. And then she go, what y'all doing?
Oh,
what up? Like, just hop in.
Don't y'all down, sir. Yeah, so what's up with the lesbians on the lesbian? That's some crazy shit right there. I'm just going to put, like, 2 cents in it. That's just crazy. We all we got, period. You know what I'm saying? If you doing your thing, you doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? We got to support one another. We already got the outsiders hating on us, so I don't understand the purpose, you know, of hating on somebody like the other caller said about your swag or how much bread you getting, how your flows is flowing, how whatever you doing, you know, your breezy looking better than this one and, you know, whatnot. And it's just too much, man. It's too much. It's enough money out there for everybody, and it's enough females out there for everybody. If you can't get them in the rainbow, dip out and try and get them on that other line. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's senseless. That shit is senseless, man. That's like black on black crime. Same thing. Brown on brown, black on black. That's ridiculous.
Right. Hate on me all you want, because I ain't gonna lose a bit of sleep. And
And I know, I think I heard some shit about, like, Pretty Piggy going with some the exotic dancers is having beef with each other. I was talking to a little shorty today. She's a rap artist, you know what I'm saying, an MC, you know what I'm saying, bad than a motherfucker, too. Her name's Taz the Realist out there in Houston. She's off the chain. Y'all got to get her on your show, too. Anyway, but, you know, she has having some little beef or whatever, too. That shit is senseless. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Young ones, old ones, middle-aged ones. I mean, come on. Let's keep this shit all in the pot full of love, man. That's what the rainbow is, ain't it? Happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can tell you this. We all on the same team. We all love pussy. Period.
Right. I heard that.
All right. I'm done.
You done? How you going to come in? Okay, but I'm going to... A question for y'all. Like, how do y'all feel about sharing y'all bank accounts with your girlfriends or significant or whatever?
Hell no. Yeah, I mean, me personally, that's the number one, I think between the number one and the number two main reasons a lot of couples break up, because guess what? It's money issues. Money will break up a happy home, especially if the money is low.
Man, can I say amen, church? Yes.
That's
right.
Me. I don't play that, because once my money is short, and once I know I put $1,000 in the bank and I come back and it's 822, I'm cussing everybody's ass out. Everybody on the count. And you know what? I'm going to cuss my own self out for even doing it with the person. You know, I'm going to cuss myself out. You know what?
But what if y'all share one and you had your own secret one?
No.
Pointless to have. No, just not at all.
Why you just hang
no.
on? They had their own, and maybe y'all can have one together.
No.
You drop a few coins in the one y'all share together. Fuck that. You got to have your
Nah, I ain't shy.
Nah, that's called dipping. I mean, I'm
sorry.
I'll help you.
You help me. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to my money, baby, I don't play because I work hard for my money, and you work hard for your money. We need to have our own money. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you work hard
right.
for that.
You go. That's called 1 + 1 is freaking 3. Yes. Not for real.
And we gonna put 50-50. We gonna put 50-50 in this relationship, and we gonna have our own goddamn bank account. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
So y'all don't believe in that? What's yours is mine. Mine's yours.
No.
You half half.
No. I don't believe it. No. Maybe when we get about 50 years old, 56 years old, then maybe, you know. It can happen, but for right now, no. I'm too young. No. I'm still a baby, baby, and I'm still ahead, so no. No. I'm not ready for it.
This ain't happening, huh?
Man, I don't knock nobody for doing what they do, baby. I support anybody to do what they do, but for KC, no.
That shit can get real nasty because that's some penitentiary time right there. You know what I'm saying? Like my man say, KC say, she put $1,000 in that motherfucker, she come back to $22. Come on, man, that's a case.
Yeah, that's a real case. The husband took all the money I heard count to do his construction business. And remember, he took like thousands of dollars. So I was just like, man, that'd be crazy. I don't know. I'm with y'all. I want to share because, like y'all said, my money is my money. I want to pay for it. And, you know what I'm saying? You want to borrow it, now, you know, ask me, and then I'll give it to you. But,
Hey, Teddy, you quiet over there.
I'm listening. I agree with all y'all.
Shouts out to you, Teddy, KC. We're gonna let y'all take that next caller though. The lesbian, you know, hating on one another and all that, knock it the fuck off.
Well, you know what, goddammit, I'ma hate because I ain't getting off this line. I'm trying to talk to
you. Oh, you can keep going. Go ahead. I'm a listener.
We're going to come back to you, though. We definitely going to come back to you. Right?
I'm playing. No, go ahead. Get the next color.
No, you're not playing. You were dead sick. She's like, hold on. But now we're going to come back to you. No, we definitely got a message that we want to get out to everybody. So we definitely want to hear
that. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Okay.
So give us about 5 minutes. I'm going to take this next call, then we're going to go back around, okay?
All right.
Ooh. Area code 860-990. How you feel about the lesbians beefing with the lesbians?
I think that shit is utterly ridiculous. How you doing, Teddy? How you doing, KC?
Hey, Susan.
Hey, what's going on? For real. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I saw the posting earlier about the teen couple that was murdered. And, I mean, that shit broke my heart. It literally brought me to tears because there's just so much hate going around in our community, and what we really need to be doing is embracing each other, embracing one another. Excuse me, I'm a little sick. Yeah, I'm all right, though. But we really need to be embracing one another in our community because we are all we have, and that's all I keep hearing is we are all we have. You know, I mean, I came up in the community in a day where there were very few of us, and if we were there, we were in the closet so deep that we couldn't find our way out. We had to kick hangers and close out the closet in order to come out. So, you know, I mean, it's just really important that we, like, start to love one another. And all this fighting, I mean, I talked to somebody that went to New York City Pride, and this person said that there was so much hatred and so much going on with the younger generation wanting to fight one another, shutting shit down because they don't know how to act. You know, we all need to be held accountable for how we act in our community. And we just need to love one another. And as far as the whole bank account thing, I need to speak on that. I really need to speak on that because my ex took $3,500 out of the account when she decided she wanted to leave and marry a man. I told y'all about it. She took $3,500 from a joint account, and she left me over $10,000 in debt. So I say to you, hell to the no. There will be nothing with just my name on it, and if it's my name, it's my shit.
I know that's right.
It's not joint, it's mine. And I had to learn the hard way. She cleaned us out, took furniture, everything, left me with my clothes and a broke-down dresser. So, and a promissory note for a rent-to-own home. So guess what? Hell to the no. I'm still paying $200-something a month to a landlord where I don't even live in the damn house anymore.
Right.
So, no. No one can have my bank account number. You can't have my PIN code. You can't even swipe my damn card. You can't do none of the above. Nope. You need money, I'm all for it. I'll help you out. But guess what? You're not getting my bank account number at all. Not doing it. Not now. Not never. But, yeah, and, you know, I mean, come on, community. Let's just band together and love one another. And I can't wait to be at She Pride. I can't wait. You keep posting that shit, and my stomach flips every time you post it. I scroll through the Facebook, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're going to drive me crazy. I'm ready to come to Virginia right now.
if you come right now, we're going to have fun right now. But so, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm ready to have some fun. Let me tell you. I got to tell you this, and then I'm going to hang up. I'm going to let someone else have some time. I met this one individual that hit me up from She's Home. Man, all I can say is don't do it again. Okay? I'll be ready for C Pride, but for right now, I don't want to meet no more females off of She's Own because the chick was nuts.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man, I don't know.
How you going to tell me, I'm 47 years old, how you going to tell me, oh, you need to change how you talk to people? Are you serious? You need to get your baby wipes and your camper and do your thing. Wipe your little behind and put your camper on and go sit in the corner and suck your bobo. Leave me the hell alone. Okay? Here, I got some Cheerios in a little cup for you and your sippy cup. Go sit in the corner and watch SpongeBob.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, that's SpongeBob.
Yes.
SpongeBob Squarepants.
No, as a matter of fact, forget that shit. Go watch the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Rock out, baby.
Oh, what? How are you?
Yes, I am too through. I don't want to date no one off the internet no more. I want to meet the person in person. And actually, you already know, Teddy, you already know who I want to meet.
Yeah. Name is if I'm right, it's the light skinned one with the red hair.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
hold on, bro.
You want me poisoned?
Oh gosh.
You gotta go through me for that now.
And it was no disrespect, Les. All I did was I wanted to know who she was because she caught my eye and she kept catching my eye. And every time you post, get her in your city, I'm going to get her in my city. I'm going to have a private party.
Oh, why not?
Well, you already know where to go to get her. Well, look, don't be looking at my sister right there, man. You're going to be able to get Debo.
When she hit me up, she said no disrespect. I'm like, wait a minute, she's talking about the one that I'm holding out to. But then when you said light skin, I said, oh, you talking about my sis. Not KC's wifey, not Shauna. Okay, you was talking about Ashley. I'm like, oh, word. Yes.
I mean, I would treat her like the queen that she was. I'd wash her back and drink her dirty bath water.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
Lord, watch out there now. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I'll make sure she listens to this tonight, eh?
Yeah.
But listen, on a real note, I ain't got nothing but love for you two. Love y'all to death. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to hang out with you and vibe with you. I'm telling you, it's going to be off the chain. I'm coming with jingle bells on. Fuck a bell. I'm coming with jingle bells on. I want everybody to see me.
I'm like, what? What's going on?
Yes. Yes, but listen, y'all carry on with your show. I'll be listening. I got my headset in, so rock on, have a good time, have a good night, and enjoy yourselves. Love y'all. Peace.
I love you too, man. Thank you for the support.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right. We're going to take it down to area code 706-496. Talk to us. How do you feel about the lesbians hating on the lesbians? Give us your feedback.
Well, I think, bro, first of all, I think that a lot of studs and films love to hate on each other because they think that most studs, period, they think that they all men, and they're not men. We all women. We wear the same clothes. Just point blank, we all women. At the end of the day, we all women. Stop trying to be something that you're not, because you know at the end of the day, you're not a man. And, I mean, I just don't figure it out. I just, like I said, I stay to myself. I don't bother nobody. I just do what I do. You know, I do me. But another factor that I have about a lot of people arguing with each other, fussing with each other, they shouldn't do that because we all equal. In God's eyes, we all sisters and brothers. Why should you hate on this person? Why should you hate on that person? And why should you not just get along, period, point blank. Just get along.
That's right.
We should all just get along. Right. Stop trying to, like when I get on YouTube or Facebook, I just see a lot of negativity. I just see a lot of people hating on each other, period. So much you this, you that. Why?
Mm.
And the sagging of the clothes ain't good. Why you got to sag down your clothes like that? If you're a female, keep your clothes up on your waist. Stop sagging your clothes because it's not good. It's not good to me because that's a sign of jail mentality, where you give your ass to another man.
That's right.
I'm just putting it out there. And men and these studs walk around with scraps in their clothes. Stop trying to be a man when you ain't a man. You a woman. We bleed like a woman. You dress like a woman. At the end of the day, you got a bra on. You got some panties on. Stop trying to be something that you're not. That's my point blank. I mean, a lot of people don't like me for what I say, but I'm going to keep it real to you. You know what I'm saying? You out here trying to have your deep voice. What you got? Why you got to have a deep voice just to prove that you a stud? I mean, come on. What's the point?
I mean, it's a lot of fans that got divorced. You know what I'm saying?
I know that point, but a lot of females, a lot of films, and a lot of studs, they get the whole misconstruction of what a stud is and what a female is and what a lesbian is all together. See, a lot of people don't got their mind right. They need to get their mind right and understand what the point of being a lesbian and being gay. It's a lot of people out here. It's butches, dykes, gays, lesbians, it's all different kinds of females. But you got to pick what category you want to be in, because there's a lot of people out here thinking they studs and they dressing with girl clothes on. There's a lot of studs I don't see that out there now that's wearing. They wear men clothes, but then next thing you know, you see them with some darn sandals on, high heels, they have this way, that way, you know. How can you judge another person when you ain't doing right yourself? You know what I'm saying? That's why I hate about a lot of films and studs. See, a lot of films don't like a lot of studs because a lot of studs think they, like I said before, think they're a lot of like a man. They want to walk around here with these plastic dicks in their clothes, thinking they real men, when at the end of the day, you sitting there, you a woman. Come on, get it right, bro. You a woman. You got
let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Are you gay?
Yes, I'm gay. I've been that way all my life.
Are you, what do you fall in at?
Me, I'm going to put it like this to you, bro. I'll be me. At the end of the day, I'm just me because God is sending me to be who I am, and I'm going to be myself, and I'm going to keep it real and 100 with anybody. I don't sugarcoat nothing. I don't lie about shit, and I'm going to be 100% real about my shit.
I hear that. Because
that's how I roll. My name is Lil P all day, every day, 24 hours a day. That's how I roll. If you can't understand it and you can't deal with that, then fuck it. That's how I tell them. Because I don't like fake-ass people around me. That's how I do. Because it's a lot of people, like I said, it's a lot of people that don't see the big picture of being gay. You already with a woman, so why try to act like I said, try to act like something you're not when you already a woman, fucking with another woman, both of us women at the same time. Just one just dressed like a dude and the other one dressed like a female. Point simple. So nobody should be arguing with nobody. Nobody should be fighting with nobody.
All right. Well, we definitely want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio. We value your opinion. And keep it up. Keep being you, all right?
I'm going to stay true to me all day, every day. If nobody don't like it, then fuck them.
Hey, that's all you can do, right?
Yep.
All right. So we're going to take the next call, and we'll be right back to you, okay?
All right. Peace out.
All right. We're going to go to area code 240-280. Talk to us.
Y'all done made me drink my whole damn bottle.
Oh, man.
Smoked the whole pack of cigarettes too. You
drink my whole damn bottle.
Girl, smoke me one now too, Chad. Lord.
Oh my god.
Did you smoke all these cigarettes too? I be wanting to say something so bad, but I can't say nothing until y'all click my ass in. Oh my god.
My head is burning.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Like, I am so freaking done. Like, this is entertaining, like, all night. It is so funny to me. I'm sorry, callers. I apologize. I'm silly. I'm immature sometimes. I just don't know what to say out my mouth. But y'all got me dying laughing over here, okay? I'm down to one last cigarette, and I'm not fooling with y'all because I'm not going to the store to go get me another pack. Not tonight.
I would. If I was there, I'd get another pack.
Come on, Patty.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
I'm not doing it. Y'all know y'all be wanting to laugh. Yeah, please forgive me.
Lord, touch your heart, Lord.
Yes, please. I'm about to bow my head because this is hilarious.
We're going to pray for you.
Wait a minute, because she said. Wait a minute, she said, they be dressing like a, what the fuck? Stop pissing me. She said they be dressing like a, they be dressing like a woman, and then they dress like a man. They got their pants sagging down with their booty out because they trying to have their booty out for somebody to tap that ass, pretty much, right?
Oh my god.
Is that what she said? It was along those lines. But it was funny.
Yeah,
it was funny, right? It was funny,
yes.
Teddy. It was
yes.
funny. Okay. I'm just making sure I'm not the only one laughing.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to save a little bit of wine for later, for tomorrow or something, but I couldn't. I said I can't take it no more. Y'all got me going over here. Hey, can I just say something? I don't know who the fuck is texting me, but they blowing me right now. I don't know who it is. I'm not even looking at my phone. But anyway, what I was gonna say is I really commend y'all for being able to be so mature and keeping y'all mouth shut and just agreeing to everything that they say. Y'all don't think y'all should be commended? Well, I think y'all should be commended.
But thank you.
Casey.
I'm trying, girl. I'm trying.
Yeah, you trying. Look, don't laugh. Don't do it, because I'm going to laugh. Don't do
wait
it.
Wait a minute, because I know you be sitting over there like, really?
Yeah,
really? Okay. All right, really? All right. That sounds real good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next caller, please. Next caller.
Where is 240-280? Because I got to laugh. I mean, where is she at?
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Some of it she was saying was true. I had to say, okay, she's right.
She said
they be having their pants sagging down with their funky little stinky dicks or something. She's
she did. But I was laughing, like, inside. Inside, I was laughing, like, the joke. I was laughing inside. It was funny. It was funny, but I didn't let the laugh completely out.
Right. And then
Shorty that was sick, is she still on the line? Girl, you was hilarious. I didn't know if you was a dude or not, but I know you're a female now. But you were hilarious, okay? Oh, but back to the whole bank account thing. I feel kind of bad because I had a bank account with my ex, but when we got in an argument, I did take the money out. Don't judge me. Okay? So, I mean, it happens. You know what I'm saying? You see the money, y'all put it in there together. I think I put more money in, so I felt like I deserved to take it all out. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you fuck up. You done put your money in there. Somebody gonna take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Somebody gave me their credit card. I swiped it. Yes, I swiped it pretty nice. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Don't judge me, though, you know.
We ain't gonna judge you.
No, we not. Oh, all right. That's what's up. So I don't think I'm going to talk to you guys anymore tonight, but I might just listen in for the rest of the night.
All right.
I thought this was hilarious, okay?
I don't think that I'm allowed
to say anything else tonight because
nope.
I'm done.
You done for the night?
This shit is funny.
Yeah, it was. It was off the chain.
I can't hold back another damn laugh. I got, and my friend on the phone, but she won't say nothing. I really wish y'all could get her ass to say something. But she won't say a goddamn one thing.
Go ahead, friend.
Everybody, let's all say it together. Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Come on, talk. Come on. She just wanted to laugh. No, I'm just listening. I'm at work. I can't. She laughed when she could talk. I know she laughed when she started talking about that little dick in the pants. Now, that was funny. That was some funny stuff right there. I mean, she was serious about it, too.
She was real serious. She said,
wow.
But she said they keep walking around here like they men with them little nasty dicks in their pants.
No. She got me with the booty hanging out like they in jail, with the jail mentality, with their booty out. You know what, though? For real, caller, if you still on here and the one I was talking about the pants hanging down with the pants on the ground, listen, let me tell you, it was funny. It was funny. They do. They got their pants hanging low with their pants on the ground looking like a fool. The funny thing about it is that I hate it, too. I hate it. Like, pull your fucking pants up. Put a belt on, whatever. Maybe the jeans too tight. Maybe you need to go up a size or two. I don't know what the whole point of the booty hanging out and the drawers be dirty with holes in it. I'm not sure. Y'all know y'all seen the drawers with the holes in it, right?
I've seen it.
Exactly.
Run up behind them and pull their pants down. You want
the
pants out so much. There you go.
Yes. Why? Just let your booty hang out then.
Right?
Walk around with your asshole hanging out. I don't know, but, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You know what? Net cuts up, and I'm not going to take up too much of y'all time. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and entertain the rest of the callers because I've had a whole bottle of wine and I only have one more cigarette left. So,
But shout out to St. Michael's Winery, because they do have a good wine, and I'm drinking a blush wine. It's wonderful. You
should
actually taste it. Of course you can, baby. Of course you can.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Drink some wine with you.
Honey, you will enjoy your night with me with a bottle of wine or two. Because we would probably need two bottles.
Yeah,
well,
we don't need two.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we can do a She's Own Radio episode, you know, whatever. Y'all gonna have to take this live or something, you know, we gotta see y'all on TV, on the internet or something. We're gonna have to see y'all faces. That's what we're gonna have to do.
You can see my face on Facebook.
When y'all do that, then y'all gonna have to add me in as the co-host, because I got a beautiful face. They would love to see me.
What'd you say, Tammy? What'd you say?
I said they gotta see me on Facebook for right now so we can get something happening. See my face
what?
On Facebook.
I already saw it.
Oh, dang.
I already saw it.
You did?
Well, I'm not going to tell the secret tonight. I'm not going to tell the secret, but I already saw it.
Oh, well, inbox me the
right,
secret, because I want to know.
I'm a wink. Wow. I'm a wink at that, Casey.
I got it.
Can somebody let me know? Inbox me and let me know the secret.
Let you know about what?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I saw it already.
You saw it, but you're not gonna tell me what you like, what you saw.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Say something.
I don't think I added you as a friend. You want me to add you as a friend? You have to remember, his net cuts up, okay?
Yeah.
So,
you can
maybe I'll add you as a friend.
Okay. Go ahead and add me as a friend.
I know your name. I know your name on there, so I'll pull you up.
Okay.
And who's laughing? Casey, you laughing?
Stop laughing. Stop drinking that red Kool-Aid, man. Put the cup down.
Man, I've been laughing the whole night, man. This has definitely been an awesome show. Do you hear me?
Yeah, man. Back away from the picture. Put the picture down.
This has been wonderful.
Back away.
Yeah.
No more red Kool-Aid, no more wine, nothing. Back away.
Man.
No, I have to finish. I'm almost finished with my wine. So once I'm finished, that'll be it.
All right.
I'm
going to
bring
out the belt.
Well, I don't do belts, sweetheart. I mean, you can spank me, but I don't do belts. No, that's too much.
No.
Like choking, pulling hair, but no belt, okay?
Okay, see, this is getting, okay.
I might turn around and hit you or something, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't want you to do all that now. No, you ain't got to do all that.
Yeah, I don't have time for the belt. Don't do that.
No, I won't do the belt.
You might want to pull a switch out and shit. Ain't nobody got
time
for that.
Oh, no, I'll think of something out.
Yeah, you going to have to figure something out, because I ain't got time for no damn belt.
No, I ain't going to use no belt on you too much. No,
I'm going to took the belt from your ass and
beat my
ass with the belt. I beat your ass with the belt, shit. I'll get aggressive on your ass. Is that what you want? You want me to put my pants down with them hanging low, with my booty out, and beat you with the belt? I got you. Because you know, when my pants hanging low, I ain't going to have my belt on, so it's easy access.
Hey, it's easy, right? There you go.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so.
I got you all day.
So we definitely want to, this thing about to hang up. We definitely want to thank you for coming on. You know, tomorrow we're going to have an awesome show. I don't want to cut you off, but I don't want it to cut you off either, okay?
Wait. Who's going to be on tomorrow?
We can't tell you till tomorrow. You know how we do. Ain't nothing new.
Oh, whatever.
I don't even know, man. And I'm the co-host.
Oh, Teddy. See, you gotta get, come on.
No, it's a secret. It's a secret, but I always know it's going to be somebody good. I always know that.
Well, let's just say I'm glad I ended the show with y'all tonight. You know what I'm saying? Cheers.
Wow.
Can everybody put their red Kool-Aid up in the air and do a cheers or something?
Cheers
in the air. I'm glad I ended the night with y'all. All
right. Well, we thank you for coming on here, and definitely hit us up tomorrow, okay?
Uh-huh.
Ladies, I want to thank each and every one of y'all for calling. She's on radio tonight. Tonight was an awesome show. If you have not looked up Happy Faith Management, y'all do. Like I told y'all before, it's a lot of you all on the line right now that have a lot of talent, whether it's singing, whether it's rapping, and they're looking for you. They're looking for people to put on the map. So www.happyfaithmanagement.com. Y'all need to hit them up. Ladies, tomorrow's a very special show tomorrow. We're going to be talking about knowing your status. As you know, tomorrow's National HIV Day. So I encourage each and every one of you all to know your status tomorrow. Y'all need to go out and get checked. Very important to know your status. Y'all know your status now. Come on. Don't make Casey or Teddy come after you, all right?
Real.
You know? Not knowing your status is chancing you endangering somebody else. You get what I'm saying? So go out and get checked, free clicks, give them out for free. If you don't, call your doctor, try to get to see if they can give you your STD test. You know, so definitely we'll be having a show talking about knowing your status. And, you know, I want to thank each and every one of y'all coming on here. Patty, love you so much. Thank you for continuing to support me. And she's on radio. I really do thank you for that.
No problem, man. I salute you, bro, giving me this opportunity. You know I got you.
All right. Well, ladies, we love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all have a nice night.
Good night.